Commissioner, we are ready to go back to Tautog.
Yes, sir. Travel fair, let's go back and say, good, Tautog.
Joe can update you on his calculation.
Pull that calculator out, Joe, let me take a look.
And you've even got another slide. Technology's so great.
We did have this with us, it was just kind of hard to find. Okay, and I have to apologize for my comment on wave three. My assumption that where I was thinking of the 1% was actually what goes into the June fishery, so that would have been wave four. To address the option that Mr. Fox was looking at, if we went to a four fish possession limit closing in wave three, we would need a 55-day closure to get to the 25.6% reduction that's needed. Now, there were similar options that were put forth originally, and that, for whatever reason, at the ad hoc committee didn't advance. All the options in wave three were at five fish, and I think when you do that, you need to extend even further, so you had wave three, four, and days in wave six closed, and I think that may have been what originally eliminated those. But
Mr. Fox, so the bottom line is it'll work.
That's correct. And I just one other important note is that we are looking at 3 years of data for these reductions. Just to correct an earlier comment.
3 years of data.
That's correct.
That's helpful.
Yep. Okay.
You want a motion?
Do I? Yes, sir.
Let's go with C1.
For the recreational.
For the recreational, and the commercial would be closed May and June.
Mr. Chairman,
Mr. Robbins,
point of clarification, I think the commercial is already closed May 1 through August.
That's correct.
Okay. So in other words, the options that were offered for the commercial sector are separate. There were four options up there for commercial.
Well, we'll leave them as they were before then. May 1 to what is it?
I'm sorry. Well, what we have with C1 is what an entire wave three closure would be. What we have with C2 is what the needed closure would be to get to the overall reduction needed for the recreational solely. That's
I think
correct.
We're going back to commercial now, Joe.
Okay.
Well,
so we really C2 is.
C2 would be your best one to do.
C2 will get there.
Yep, right.
Mr. Chairman, does C2 satisfy the recreational reduction alone? In other words, if you do C2, do you need a separate action on commercial?
You would, yes. To for the combined fishery, you need to be at 26.1.
Right. So if you're going to have the recreational fishery shoulder the entire conservation burden, you'd go with C1.
Option C1 would cover that, yes.
And if you want to divide it, you'd have to go C2 plus one of the commercial options.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Mr. Schick.
Something was said, and I'm not quite sure if I remember what was going on, but now, at one point in time, the commercial gave up some.
1997.
And then the recreational didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
No. They used two different management options to get to a percentage reduction at the time. There was an option of the commercial fishery going to a possession limit, which is what was done in Maryland. Instead, the commercial fishery chose to get to a certain percentage reduction. I'm not sure what that was in 1997, but in order to get to that reduction, they used a seasonal closure.
Oh, okay.
So you had two different management strategies.
Okay. So, okay, I see. So recreational just went a different route.
That's correct.
Matters before the commission for action. Mr. Robbins, then Mr. Tankard.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would offer a motion to go with C2, which staff has just prepared, plus staff's recommendation for the commercial closure. I think as a matter of policy, it's important that both sectors shoulder some conservation burden. And I wouldn't be comfortable with one sector picking up the entire conservation.
Fine. Can you state for the record what that is, just to read it in the record? Right.
The proposed amendment to the commercial
yes.
season is that it would be closed from April 16 through October 2 and from December 1 through December 15.
So second to the motion.
Second
by Mr. Schick. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you for juggling those numbers, Joe. Appreciate it. Next item on the agenda,